We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul back with you Tuesday morning. Hope your day is going well. I know it's a little early, but hopefully it's glitch-free so far. We sure appreciate you tuning in. 722 News Talk 830-CCO. It's tempting to say, well, you know, I remember 1988 and we had 44 days of 90s and the maps are kind of setting up that way. Here's the thing. The weather never repeats. Sometimes it rhymes. And, you know, every pattern is different. Every summer is different. It may be similar, but it's never identical. With us to provide some perspective is Pete Bollet. He is the assistant state climatologist for the Minnesota DNR. Pete, good to have you on this morning.
Great to be here, Paul.
I'm just curious, what your take when people ask you, Pete, are we heading into a drought summer? How do you answer that?
Ooh, good question. You know, we are very fortunate in a way that we had such a wet period in the 2010s. We're still living off that water in the ground and in the lakes. 2020 was a dry year across the state, and 2021 is shaping up to be a dry yet again.
Yeah. What are you seeing agriculture, water levels? I couldn't help but notice we were up at our cabin over the weekend, and the water's already low, and it's really dry out there, especially central Minnesota, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, especially in June, now that we've hit the heat and very little rain across much of the state. I mean, we're about an inch short in the Twin Cities just for June. And all across the state, it's getting really dry. And to folks to our west in North Dakota and South Dakota, even Iowa, they've been fighting off drought for quite a long time now. And now it's creeping into Minnesota across the borders there. And things are definitely worsening across the state because we're just not getting any rain. If you have a garden, you've been going out watering every evening probably now. Otherwise, the tomatoes start to wilt a bit. So we're feeling it. Lakes are going down a little bit, but they've been up so high, so we haven't seen a whole lot of impact there yet, although people probably aren't used to seeing them going down. Streams are getting lower. I mean, all across the board, I would say people are concerned about it.
Interesting. And people ask me, you know, how much of this is natural? You know, the weather's always variable. I mean, we had a crazy cold February, and now we're having a crazy hot start to June. How much of this is natural? How much of this is related to a warming climate? All the data I'm seeing suggests that we're not seeing a spike in summer temperatures yet. It's not really showing up in Minnesota. In fact, there's been a little bit of cooling across South Dakota, which I thought it was interesting. But the nighttime temperatures are consistently warmer, and there's more water in the air than there was a generation ago. Is that what your data is showing, Pete?
A couple of things about that, yep. So drought is part of Minnesota's climate. We've always had droughts. One thing that's noteworthy is we have not had a big drought in Minnesota since 87 through 89 drought, which you and I both remember pretty well.
Yep.
We had the 2012 drought, which for Minnesota wasn't as bad as it was in other states. And, you know, we're basically past due for a bigger drought in Minnesota. We've been we always worry about drought as climatologists because it's such a creeping, long-lasting thing once it gets going. And but we've been very fortunate. Now, you mentioned overnight lows. That's one thing with this heat spell that really stands out. We're crushing records of overnight minimum temperatures in the Twin Cities. And while it's true there is more moisture, we also have a pretty substantial heat island in the Twin Cities. And depending on which way the wind blows, if the heat island just stays put, gets really hot. We had an interesting situation a few nights ago with a strong south wind blowing across the metro. Some places had warmer conditions than others. Hennepin County had a few degrees cooler. Not exactly sure why. The only thing I could think of is possibly downwind of Minnetonka and other lakes, and Hennepin County knocked off a couple degrees just because of where the fetch of the wind was coming. So fetch of the wind, where the wind's blowing, matters a lot with overnight temperature, but really in the city here, we've had a lot of heat. Like International Falls, they had 98 degrees, but their low was 48 earlier this week. So, it would be nice to have that kind of cold air at night.
Yeah, it sure would. All right. Hey, Pete, thank you. We appreciate the update. Pete Bollet, DNR Assistant State Climatologist. Thank you, Pete.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.